New York City expands curfew to 20 migrant shelters due to violence. By Amy Furr on February 12, 2024. New York City will add migrant shelters to its curfew list on Monday due to violence erupting among those living at the locations. Spokesperson Kayla Mamelak said officials with Mayor Eric Adams' D. office will impose the curfew, set for 11 p.m. until 6 a.m. at 20 more shelters, which will add to the 4 shelters already under the restrictions. The Associated Press, AP, reported Sunday. The curfew impacts about 3,600 migrants, with the largest of the emergency centers housing nearly 1,000 migrants in Long Island City, Queens, according to a listing provided by the mayor's office. City officials initially placed a curfew on 4 shelters last month in response to neighborhood complaints. Mamelak said the curfews are in line with restrictions already in place at NYC's traditional homeless shelters and allow for more efficient capacity management of migrants in the city's care. It is important to note that sanctuary cities and their surrounding suburbs are enduring plague and crime due to migrants who Democrat President Joe Biden's administration released after they illegally crossed the border, Breitbart News reported on January 31. Police, particularly in the Chicago area and New York City, reported significant increases in crime related to migrants relocated to their cities, the outlet said. A group of New York City migrants recently attacked New York Police Department, NYPD, officers outside a taxpayer-funded migrant shelter, per Breitbart News. Watch, I thought this was America? NYPD cops beaten by alleged migrants. The incident happened when an officer tried to arrest one of the migrants. The outlet also noted that after the migrants were arrested, they were released from jail without having to pay a dime in bail. The report continued. Republican Allison Esposito, running for Congress in New York's 18th congressional district, said New Yorkers are living in an upside-down world thanks to waves of illegal immigration coupled with bail reform. Since the spring of 2022, close to 200,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in New York City and more than 67,000 remain living off the taxpayer dime in city-run shelters. Since Adams opened the Roosevelt Hotel in Midtown Manhattan to thousands of illegals, at least 41 have been arrested. Most of those arrested were connected to domestic violence incidents, Breitbart News reported in September. Related, migrants waiting for entry to Roosevelt Hotel.